They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, and they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they'd been thinking of the country that they'd left, they would have had an opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them. And what more shall I say? I don't have time to tell you about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they could gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned. They were sodden too. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskin and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and caves and holes in the ground.
I know the price that He paid was so very high to let me be made one with You, my Father.
These were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us. He jumps from them to us. God had planned something better for all of us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. And I thought this when Kevin was talking, because he talked about the different parts that, you know, that have been played through the history as men have been faithful. That it's us. It's something God's building. That together with us, these guys didn't see what they were going for, but it's going to happen. There's a city coming. This builder and architect is God. They saw it in the distance. They saw it. And they lived by faith pursuing it until they died. But they never saw it really happen physically in their time. They never really saw it in their lifetime. But God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race that's marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before Him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider Him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Consider Him. If I could say, you know, one more sentence, just say, it is worth it, guys. You know, the vision He's put before us, the Lamb that was slain does deserve to receive the reward of His suffering. It's worth it. He's worth it. His house is worth it. The Bride of Christ is worth it.
God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love that you have shown Him as you have helped His people and continue to help them. Father, it's our prayer together that You teach us how to love You deeply from the heart. We know that You're not unjust and You'll not forget us as we demonstrate the love that we have for You by helping and loving Your people. You will result in us caring for and feeding Your sheep. The things that You love have become the things that we love. help us, our Father, to live these things out in a meaningful, a tangible way all the days of our life. Great is your name.